would you say something like favors or looks like? Or
yeah, say favors, daddy. You'd say it's favors, father.
Okay. What would you say about if a boy's behavior is similar to his father's? You would say that the boy, what, his father? He behaves like his father, too.
We say, well, he acts just like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth that isn't a nurse?
A woman who does what?
Helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse.
You'd call a granny woman.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back? Suppose
well, they might call him a city dude.
Okay. If a country person goes into town, what do you think the city people might say about him behind
his back? Yeah, they'd about call him a country cracker.
That was 74. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully
upset about it.
Okay. What would be the... Suppose he got upset, but he was so upset he'd never been so in his whole life. What word would be stronger than upset?
I don't know. I mean, a heap of words could not be said.
Well, give me one.
Furious mad.
Okay. Thank you. Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, really?
I said, I've had it. I'm going to give up.
Okay. Thank you. The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he... What in school? The nurse sent the little boy home because he...
I don't know what she sent him home for. He might have misbehaved or he might have been...
But it was the nurse.
Oh, he might have been sick.
Okay. And now, if you put that into a sentence, I'll give you a sentence. The little boy sick at school today.
The little boy was sick at school today and they sent him home.
Thank you. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say he feels sick...
Got an upset stomach.
Where? He feels sick?
In his stomach.
Okay, thank you. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Say, what would I call it?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear a serenade?
Huh?
Did you ever hear a serenade?
Yes, they serenade them.
What do they do then?
Well, a lot of ways. They usually get out there. If the bride and groom's going off, they'll tie all kind of old tin cans on the cars and ride on the cars. And then follow them up the road a piece.